It is that time here on the Wendy's Big Show. Along with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, I'm Rami Makhlouf. Here's what you have to pick from between now and when we check in with Mike Clemens from Green Bay coming up at 5:35. Right lane, do you have faith that Mark Murphy will get it right? Left lane, do you believe Aaron Rodgers when he says everything was good between him and McCarthy? And the return lane, would you consider McCarthy's tenure as Packers head coach successful? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 1057 FM The Fan. Leroy, we never got your thoughts on the right lane because Sparky and Gary started to go at it. We got some calls in, and before we knew it, it was time to check in with Bob McGinn. Do you have faith that Mark Murphy will get it right? He was asked why it is important that he has the final say in the hiring of the next head coach.
All of my adult life, I've been involved in football. I've seen it from the perspective of a player. I've been an athletic director for 17 years. I've hired many, many coaches, several football coaches, and so I think I have a lot to offer. I feel that I'm a football person, even though I'm in a position of president. And Brian and I have a great relationship, and I think this gives the Packers the best chance to have success.
Is that enough of a resume for you, Leroy, to have faith that the man will get the hire right?
Yeah, no question about it. I just think that the structure of it is he's also saying that if it doesn't work, he's accountable. I like that. I like the transparency part of it. I think that Gutekunst needs to concentrate on the roster and making that roster better. Now, he did say he's going to take Gutekunst's suggestions, and they're going to talk about it and get along and stuff like that and try to figure out a good fit. And he also was asked, was Aaron Rodgers going to be somewhere in the discussion? He said no. So whether you believe that or not, that's the case. You know, I think when it comes about being qualified, because I got a lot of people in my mentions say he's not qualified. But, I mean, Gary brought up Lynch. You know, the guy came right from the booth. And then Bob McGinn brought up the young man that was in Detroit, the middle linebacker, Matt Millen. So it just depends if you get the opportunity or not. I mean, Jason Kidd, straight from basketball, right to the court, whether it worked out or not. It happens, okay? So to me, I don't mind when a guy isn't, you know, the CEO, the president, is involved. It just holds him more accountable. So in other words, if the board says, if you hire this guy, if it doesn't work, you're going to get fired. I like when a guy got some skin in the game instead of hiding behind some PR company or somebody. Nope, I want to hear from you. You're going to hire the guy. You can have a committee. You can have this search, all of this kind of stuff. But absolutely, he's qualified to pick a coach because he's done it before.
You have faith in the man.
Absolutely.
That he'll get this right.
Absolutely. And he's going to get it right.
How about you? That's the right lane. 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057 FM The Fan. Moving to the left lane, Aaron Rodgers, the day after his head coach was fired, had nothing but great things to say about Mike McCarthy, including this.
Yeah, it's an odd day for sure. I'm the only one
you knew it was coming.
Was around in 05 when Mike Sherman was let go at the end of the season. And it's, you know, it's a weird day. It's a tough day. Obviously, the emotions of a frustrating defeat at home, game we expected to win, and then getting the news later on last night.
Did you text Mike when he got fired?
Definitely tough.
And then he was asked, what was his relationship like with Mike McCarthy? Nobody asked him about texting Mike.
Well, the frustrating thing, you know, I think this year, as much as any other year, is some of the stuff that came out about him and I's relationship. And as I told you all here many times on Wednesdays, we've met more this year than any other year. Spent a lot of time on Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays and Saturdays. And, you know, a lot of that is about the game plan and about stuff that we like or don't like. But a lot of that's just talking about life. And those are the conversations that I really enjoy with Mike over the years. And we started doing that a lot in 2010. You know, Thursday afternoon was our time, and we spend, you know, anywhere from 90 minutes to 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
You know, some about football, but a lot about life and lessons and thoughts and dreams. And, you know, I really always appreciate that time with Mike.
Hold it.
Getting to know him on a personal level.
Pause it. All right.
Listen.
Okay.
Here's something for everybody out there. A married man with a bunch of chilling, okay, has nothing in common about life lessons with a guy with no chilling. Now, you may continue.
All right. I would disagree with that, but I'm not going
to. This ain't no smoke at you.
It's not the time or place for that discussion.
And as much as, you know, was made conjecture about him and I's relationship, you know, it was always built on mutual respect and communication. And
why you want to run the plays?
That's why this is
called,
a different day for myself and the guys in the locker room.
So he says it was good to the end and all about respect and communication. And it's funny you bring up the thing about the plays, Leroy. A couple of things have come across my timeline on Twitter since we had the discussion in the 3 o'clock hour about whether or not you believe Aaron Rodgers and what he's saying about Mike McCarthy. This was Hub Arkish in his weekly mailbag at ProFootballWeekly.com. On Mike McCarthy, he said he is one of the best coaches of his generation, and to suggest anything else is foolish. Packers fans need to remember McCarthy created Aaron Rodgers, not vice versa, and that Rodgers has apparently spent the recent past stabbing him in the back seems pretty unfortunate. And if you don't know, Hub Arkish is one of the more well-connected and well-tied-in guys as far as NFL reporters go. If he says Aaron Rodgers has spent the last few years or the recent past stabbing him in the back, he probably is saying that on pretty good authority. James Jones on NFL Network, he talked about the firing of Mike McCarthy on if there's any truth to the thought that there was a difference of opinion in how plays were called between McCarthy and Rodgers. There's a little truth to that, Jones said, because offensively, we have offensive coordinator. This year, it's Joe Philbin. So Joe Philbin is out on the practice field. He's calling all of the offensive plays. He's running us through the plays. We're going to run in the game. We're coming after the play in practice, talking to Coach Philbin. We really like that play. We need to run that some more. Or we come back and talk to him like that play was supposed to work against that defense and it didn't. We don't like that play because it didn't even work on the defense it was supposed to work on. And we're communicating with him 24/7, and then sometimes we'll get into the game where we'll run the plays that we said we didn't want to run, and so we're like, what's going on? We didn't like this play in practice. Now we're running it in the game just because Coach Mike likes it. The communication wasn't really there, and I think that's what Aaron talks about. I come off the field, I'm talking to Coach Philbin during practice, and then in the games I'm running stuff that I told Philbin I don't like and I told Mike I like, but we're not getting to it. I think the miscommunication came then. On the relationship between McCarthy and Rodgers, Jones said, I tell people all the time that Coach Mike and Aaron's relationship was like a marriage. When you're married, you're going to fight with your husband, you're going to fight with your wife, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, if you go get food, you're going to say, babe, you hungry? You're going to make sure she eats too. During practice, their relationship is BFFs, constantly talking to each other, always around each other. I never got the feel like Aaron and Coach Mike do not like each other, and me and Aaron were extremely close. He would come sit by the wideouts at their lockers and talk to us like, okay, I don't know why Coach Mike will call this. I don't know why we're doing this, but we never had that conversation. They had a very good relationship, and I think that's why in his interview, you see his emotions getting to him because he's like, we didn't perform on the field. Coach Mike lost his job, but you could tell they had a good relationship. So Jones says the relationship was good, Sparky, from a personal standpoint, but admits the friction and the miscommunication when it comes to the calling of a game plan.
Just remember, this is Aaron's guy. So remember who is speaking on this behalf.
That's true.
Him and Aaron have been guys since they both came in the league together. They both used to work out together out in California. When Rodgers was a backup and Jones was a rookie those first couple of years. And they
need to do a one-on-one with him this summer because I was up there.
Yeah, so they are really tight, and he's going to roll with this guy as he should because they're friends. As far as the play calling goes, all you have is to take James Jones at his word that the players tell the coaching staff they don't want to run something, and then they call it anyhow and they run it anyhow. And that's going back several years, right? I mean, that's going back to like the Super Bowl year or whatever is what Jones is referencing. And they were really good at the end of that year, and obviously going through the playoffs as banged up and as hurt as they were. So clearly there were issues with McCarthy and the offensive players and Philbin dating all the way back then. This has been going on for 8 years, the disconnect between the players and the coaching staff. Which is amazing to me is how does the general manager at any point not understand that there is an issue in communication between the players and the coaching staff? How is he not aware of this? I mean, you could rip Ted Thompson all you want for not getting free agents, not making trades to help out this team, right? You can do all of that, and I have numerous times. But to not know that you've got this situation developing and getting worse by the day, dating all the way back 8 years ago, That just, to me, is inexcusable how the general manager isn't aware that this is a problem. I don't understand how he had no idea that there was a problem on his offense with his star quarterback and receivers and their head coach. Had no clue. And if he did know, he chose to do nothing about it, which is even more irresponsible. I don't understand that at all. I really don't, because if this was an issue that far back, McCarthy should not have been here this long. This should have been moved on by this point and brought a new coach in who Rodgers was going to get down with. This has gone on way too long. And this was going back to the Super Bowl year, for God's sakes. This has gone on way too long.
Why even give him the 1 year extension?
There was no point.
Don't even do it.
They could have just cut bait with him, hired Russ Ball's GM like he wanted to do in the first place, Murphy, and then let Russ Ball hire whoever he wanted to be the head coach and call it a day.
And they didn't have to really have to rush and gear Aaron a new contract. Just let him play it out and wait till the new coach decide whether or not you do it. You had 2 years left to do that.
Right.
So that's the left lane. Do you believe Aaron Rodgers and that his relationship with Mike McCarthy was based on trust, respect, communication, and pretty good to the end? 414.
I can't wait to Sunday and see if Steve is right.
799-1250.
We see all these same old mistakes. They just disappear.
Or tweet us at 1057 FM The Fan. And then moving on to the return lane, would you consider McCarthy's tenure with the Green Bay Packers a successful one? Leroy, what do you say to that?
Yeah, absolutely. I want people to know it's hard to win a championship. I won one. It was fun. We went to another Super Bowl. We probably should have stayed together and won three of them. I mean, if you look back in the 90s, San Francisco, Dallas, and Green Bay, we were dominating that whole decade. Now, when McCarthy came in here, he had to get his feet underneath him. You were just coming from Mike Sherman, won a lot of division titles and games, but you never got to that next level. So when Ted Thompson made this call, we really didn't know as Packer fans what you were going to get. You really don't know. You don't know what you're going to get in the future next time. But when he hired Mike McCarthy, people seem to be genuinely happy. You got a guy in the system that'll run a West Coast style. And he had to win games, okay, with some of the talent that never fit what he really wanted to do, especially on defense for, you know, a lot of people. But he still won despite that talent. And that's the thing about it, because he had Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers won two MVPs, you know, and won a Super Bowl. And he got some very disappointing losses. I mean, Seattle, San Francisco, some of them are just terrible. If you'd have been justified to fire him back then, okay. But if a guy been in the company this long and he has a month to go, you got that wrong, a month, let him stay there. What's the hurry? What's the hurry? Treat the man with respect. That's with any company. If a guy been around that long,
I'm telling
you, got a month before he's in his contract, Steve, don't do the same thing Cleveland would do.
If I was McCarthy, I would have thanked him. Thank you.
Get the stress off of me, huh?
Yeah. I don't want to be sitting at Christmas with all my family members asking me if I'm going to have a job come New Year's Eve, because that's what it's going to be.
Are you going to coach Detroit?
Right. Are you coaching the last game? Are you going to get fired on New Year's Eve? Way to get into the new year getting fired on New Year's Eve.
Are you going to Aaron get along?
Let's party at night. Now, free and clear, you can go on vacation, get away for
a
while.
I'm going to win this and get me 15 double stacks, cuz.
Figure out how much the price is.
Eat all of it.
Because now he can sell his house, get a realtor, get all that. He's got a month to get out of there if he wants to get out of there. Now, who knows? Maybe him and his family will decide that's where they want to live in the offseason.
Well, his wife is from there.
Right, because they're so integrated there in the community, maybe they're still going to live there in the offseason, and they're going to go live wherever during the football season.
Real quick, 4 seconds. Gary knew this was going to happen because he told me, why aren't we doing the Mike McCarthy golf tournament this year? I said, they don't have it. They didn't have it. He said, I bet you he'd be gone.
Right. And Mark Murphy told us, he's my guy. I love that Mike McCarthy. That's
at
what he told us on the big show.
At the time, I keep telling you that happen at that moment.
And I told Murphy, I said, well, if you loved him so much, why'd you only give him a 1 year extension? Well, guys, I got to go. That's exactly how it played out.
Now, you were a little rude, though.
So we've reset the big topics
more rude.
Discussed on today's big show.
You were sparky instead of Steve.
I seeped it. He can be a lot more rude.
Yes, I can.
Right lane, do you have faith that Murphy will get it right? Left lane, do you believe what Aaron Rodgers says?
I can find the Gary Howard interview from
about his relationship with Mike McCarthy. Or you and Brett Bielema, remember that?
Me and Brett Bielema yelling at each other.
Oh, that was hilarious.
That's another one. Leroy had his face on the desk, and Gary wasn't here to stop it.
You and Herb Cole, remember that?
That was one-on-one at the Cousins Center.
Or the return lane, would you consider McCarthy
these 10-year successful.
There's a lot of them.
I still have you and Cole saved on a flash drive.
The best one was the toy drive when you went behind him at the slide door. That was awesome.
That was off the air. Yeah.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Hey, because I like some cold air in.
When the Bucks win.
Shut the door.
You win at Wendy's. That's right. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's and get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger.
Man, give my McCutcheon some free Wendy's.
Of a medium drink. Bucks and Pistons tomorrow night. We'll have the postgame show immediately following that one. If they win tomorrow night,
oh, they're going to win
Thursday. You would think so.
Put that one in the bag.
Thursday, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's, get yourself a medium drink, and either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger.
Now don't be benching Milton.
When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
And stop that.
We didn't talk about that, but that Middleton thing?
Man, stop it.
He's got a chance to be a free agent after this year. So,
how you going to sit a shooter when you need a shooter to play in the sorry Knicks? Give me a break.
Just saying.
Pick a lane when the Wendy's Big Show returns.
He poked that bear one too many times. He may not want to come back.
On a Kim and the Boy Judgment Day. It's the Wendy's Big Show on a Kim and the Boy Judgment Day in the midst of Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane. We're going to talk with Mike Clemens at 5:35, our embedded Green Bay football reporter. Want to squeeze in as many of you as we can before that, and here's what you're picking from. Right lane, do you have faith that Mark Murphy will get it right in hiring the new head coach? Left lane, do you believe Aaron Rodgers and what he says about his relationship with Mike McCarthy? And the return lane, would you consider McCarthy's tenure as Packers head coach successful? 414-799-1250. You can tweet the show at 105.7 FM The Fan and pick a lane. Let's go out to Franklin and get in Mike. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. I want to take the left lane, and I want to talk about the relationship between Rodgers and McCarthy. I don't expect Aaron to bury his former coach in public, but you could tell by the body language. He just didn't care for the relationship anymore. He didn't care for McCarthy, and he's not the only one. So I don't believe a single word, but he's not going to bury Mike McCarthy, especially since he just got fired. Thank
yeah,
you, guys.
That's a good point. Yeah. I mean, he's going to be, you know, with all due respect, I mean, that kind of stuff.
He's going to be politically correct.
Right.
You wouldn't expect Aaron Rodgers to get in front of a microphone and go, ding dong, the witch is dead. Can you guys believe it took him so long to fire this guy? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So we have
he's smarter than that.
We have to, on some level, take the word of people like Hub Arkish, who I read the tweet from him earlier saying that Aaron Rodgers has been stabbing Mike McCarthy in the back in recent history, and others, and people who are even more tied in specifically with the Packers than Hub Arkish is, who have said that there has been friction there. Mm-hmm. And we hear stories from former players like James Jones and Jeff Saturday in terms of the tension and the friction that there was between head coach and quarterback when it comes to game planning and play calling. You have to read between the lines of what Aaron says, what Mike McCarthy says, and then what people who are pretty well connected are saying and are being told about what's going on behind the scenes. I mean, what else are we supposed to do unless you just want to take Aaron Rodgers and anybody else who speaks into a microphone at face value?
See, that's the thing here. And with Mike McCarthy, he's not going to say anything yet. He may say something when he's retired and done with the league, and Aaron Rodgers is retired and done with the league. Then maybe we'll find out really what is going on. But McCarthy's not in a position to go tell all as far as his time in Green Bay. He's trying to get himself another head coaching job somewhere in the National Football League right now. And he's not trying to ruin any bridges or burn any bridges with any players in that Packers locker room who he may want to get as a free agent at some point. Like said David Bakhtiari, who was just on a little while ago. Hey, look, Bakhtiari becomes available, and McCarthy has interest. He's not trying to burn a bridge and piss off Bakhtiari by talking bad about Aaron or anybody else on that roster. So he's going to keep his mouth shut until it's all said and done. And he still may not talk even when it's all said and done.
And Rodgers has a public image he's trying to uphold, and he's not going to say anything bad about Mike McCarthy on his way out the door because that's
not... No, he said bad stuff about McCarthy while he was here.
That's not on brand.
Why does that change?
Not blatantly, you know what I mean.
You yourself have been taking notes on that.
I know, but not as blatantly as I think some people would like to see. I don't know if that...
But on Wednesday at 9 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time, every loss is gone and you move forward. The loss of Arizona and the loss of your former head coach. He's the Packers quarterback. He's a Packers fan, whether you like him or not. He's a quarterback. He ain't going anywhere. You just move on from it. He's just going to catch a lot of smoke the last couple of days. He's going to take it personal. He may be upset with people like me or Mark Tremer or Gary and a lot of other people. He may be upset about that, but who cares about that?
Let's get into
Getting it right.
Rain in San Antonio. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Rain?
Hey, what's up, boys?
Weren't you in Florida for a minute?
Yeah, I live in Florida, man. But
they got planes?
I'm driving for a living now, man. So I'm, I'm everywhere, man. I'm everywhere. Oh, right now, I'm in San Antonio.
Nice. What you got on the Packers?
All right, man. So, you know, it's funny, man. You know, I know I've been gone for a little while, but I still listen to y'all every day, man. And it's just funny, man. I feel like Packer fans, man, most of Packer fans should work for the CIA, man, because everybody's such an expert at reading body language, and they know exactly what Aaron Rodgers is thinking and everything. But, you know, maybe he's just a weird dude like Jay Cutler, you know, and his body language, man, doesn't necessarily mean that's how he feels. Now, I want to go to the return lane and talk about Mike McCarthy's tenure. And I think it was an extreme success, man. I might differ from everybody else, but I've been a Packer fan for a long time, man, for all my life. And I remember the Ray Rose days, man. I remember the Mike Sherman days. And Mike came in, man, and he brought some stability to the franchise, man. And, you know, I just remember 5-6 years ago when we were talking about the Packer way all the time. You know what I mean? Who y'all think created the Packer way, man? It was Ted Thompson and Mike McCarthy, man. And, you know, the one thing about Ted Thompson that I respect a lot is that he didn't cave to fan pressure, to the media pressure.
Not at all.
And all the outside noise. He just kind of stayed the course, man, and he just did what Ted and Mike do. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like Mark Murphy, he came in and kind of screwed it up a little bit, screwed up the Packer way, if you will. Now, what Mike went through these last two years, man, he had a bad season. But doesn't every head coach, doesn't every organization go through that except for the Patriots? I mean, everybody was talking about how what's the Philly coach's name?
Doug Peterson.
Peterson.
Yeah.
He was a genius. 6 months ago, we were talking about him like he was a genius. And what's happening right now with him? Sean Payton has had bad years. Andy Reid has had bad years. Every single coach in the NFL has had bad seasons, man, except for Bill Belichick. You know, I understand that everybody wants to be the Patriots, but everybody can't be the Patriots, man. You know what I mean? We're just going through normal NFL stuff right now. And the fact that Mark Murphy and Gutekunst, they caved to all the fan pressure and all the outside noise, I think it's sad, man. It's sad because Mike McCarthy, man, he had a hell of a time with the Packers, man. We wouldn't be where we were. We wouldn't have had the success that we had if it wasn't for Mike McCarthy, man. I'm sorry. And I just think, just watch. He's going to go to Cleveland with Elliott Wolf and John Dorsey, and he's going to have another successful run probably, man. And we're going to take don't be surprised if we take a step back before we take a step forward. Everybody thinks we're going to get some offensive genius, you know, and we're going to come in and we're going to go to the Super Bowl right away. But that's not going to happen. And as far as Sparky, you saying that, you know, what James Jones was saying about the disconnect between Rodgers and McCarthy, I mean, doesn't that happen with everybody as well? Like, we've seen Tom Brady and Josh McDaniels shouting at each other on the sideline.
That's not Bill Belichick.
And you saying
– That's not Bill Belichick.
Well, you saying how come Ted Thompson didn't know about this? Well, how would he know about it unless Aaron Rodgers or James Jones or somebody walked into his office and told him? How the hell else would he know?
Or Mike McCarthy.
Thanks for the call, Rain.
Or Joe Philbin.
Good to hear from you,
Rain. Or any of the coaches that these players were complaining to about not getting the calls, Rain. Anybody could have been there. Hell, if Ted Thompson was doing his job, he would have been on the field to hear some of this stuff, too. Listen. You can defend all these people that you want, Rain, and say everything is fine, it's Packer Nation, we're good, don't read too much into it, everything's good. Everything hasn't been good in Packer Nation for quite some time, and it was masked by all the winning that this team has been doing for the most part, not getting to Super Bowls, but masked by that regardless at the end of the day. And now that it's no longer mass because McCarthy is out and people are taking sides in this deal, and that is what's happening.
Well, you pull the Band-Aid off now.
You have people ripping Rodgers. You have people going after McCarthy and saying why Rodgers is upset, like James Jones. So you're going to have sides. That's what's going to occur.
Most of the smoke I've been seeing is on Murphy. Saying he's not qualified to
see, like I saw Stephen A. Smith say Aaron Rodgers quit on McCarthy.
Yep, I saw that
I've seen a lot of that stuff. I haven't seen anybody really nationally go after Murphy per se.
They don't mind. You go on my mention. They're all over there. I tweeted it out. Do you think he's qualified? I think he's qualified. No, everybody.
You're saying fans. I'm just talking about the national media, these talking head shows.
No, they're concentrating on right now why they broke up. Because you got a Hall of Fame quarterback and a coach that's a good coach. Why can't that just work? You know, why can't that work? You know, just like when we see a breakup, you know, when you look at, you know, all these gossip magazines, why can't these guys stay together? They're the perfect two celebrities, but they break up and it's a nasty divorce. This wasn't real nasty, but it can get nasty if you just start trending down and losing games with Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy goes somewhere else and starts to win. And Lord knows if you win a Super Bowl, people are going to be bitter. But this is what people want. So be careful what you wish for. So we'll see on Sunday how the team looks. Don't complain. All the people that want Mike McCarthy, I don't hear no complaints because this is what we wanted. So we may have to go through some rough spots now to get this thing going. So maybe they'll bounce back and score 30 points, and then we'll blame it all on McCarthy.
And Mike McCarthy, it's been a rough run for him here the last couple of years, Leroy.
Yeah.
He may need a little boost before he goes and looks for that next job.
I got a place he can get checked for free.
Free?
Okay, free. For the end of this month, so you got to the 31st. Go over to Mentality, and these guys are checking for low T for free. MentalityHealth.com. Now, most of the insurance companies, they take insurance. Your doctors don't even test for it. Because you can wonder why in the afternoon, why am I sleepy? Why am I fatigued? You know, why can't I come home at night and, you know, just play with the kids? And when the kids are asleep, you know, have some time for your wife. Nope, you're tired. I'm telling you guys, it's low T. And you can get checked for free. The first consultation was free anyway. Now I'm telling you, you can get tested for free. It only take a few minutes. It only take a few minutes of your time. You can go to lowtusa.com as well. But get over there today, guys. Don't let the new year catch you behind and find out something is wrong with your labs because you sit down with a board-certified physician. And they go over your labs to make sure everything is okay. They can save lives because they figure out a way to make sure you're healthy and you feel like you're in your 30s again. So it's mentalityhealth.com. Go there today and tell them Leroy Butler sent you.
We had a quick break. Check in with our embedded Green Bay football reporter, Mike Clemens, right after this.
He's somewhere eating right now, I bet you. He's somewhere eating.
On the Wendy's Big Show. It's the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami. There's Sparky.
Good.
APB out for embedded Green Bay football reporter, Mike Clemens. Find his work at
105.7 FM,
just in the drive-thru, it's fine, probably. I don't know.
Well, I know he knows at 4:45. He said he was good to go for 5:35, so I don't know.
We'll see. Hopefully everything's all right with Mikey. You wanted to talk baseball since we don't have Mike Clemens on the line?
Yeah, so
let's do it.
First of all, we have already heard about Patrick Corbin going to the Nationals. Everybody thought he was going to the Phillies or the Yankees. That didn't happen because they gave him 6 years. So he's off the market. There was a report earlier today the Brewers are still interested in trading for Sonny Gray. I'm not as confident in that deal without Derek Johnson being here. I understand Hook is highly regarded and has fixed people along the ways in the minors. So maybe that would work out, but without having a track record that I know of at the major league level, even though he's fixed some of these guys that have come up to the major league level, I don't know if I'm there yet. And Sonny Gray. Now, how much would it cost? He's got 1 year left before he becomes a free agent. That would be the other aspect of it is how little do you have to give up? Meanwhile, JT Realmuto is out there.
Saw
and
that.
One report said 14 of the 15 teams in the National League have checked in on him, on Realmuto. You have to believe the Brewers are one of them and have interest.
But if 14 of 15 teams in the National League have checked in on him, I mean, supply and demand dictates that it's going to be a high asking price
for
him.
They want one controllable piece as the main piece in this deal. So Domingo Santana,
and that
somebody
might be,
like that.
That
Brandon
might
Woodruff.
That might be the asking price they initially put out. I would imagine after 14 of 15 teams in the National League check in, that the price is going to go up and a bidding war is about to start.
You would think so?
Yeah.
Right. And then it's just a matter of how far does David Stearns want to go for that bidding war. JT Realmuto in this lineup at catcher would really help this lineup a lot, Rami.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
I've been talking.
It would be a huge, huge addition to this lineup.
Since the season ended, and I was about to ask you about the first point that you made, but really the two points tie together. Since the season ended, I've been screaming that the thing that the Brewers need when the hot stove heats up is more offense from the middle of their infield, from catcher, second base, and shortstop, because that was the thing that killed them all the way up until the trade deadline last year. How many times did we sit here and go 6, 7, 8 are automatic outs right. than the Brewers lineup, and that's a problem, to say the least. And you let Jonathan Scope go. David Stearns told us at the toy drive last week that Keston Hira is going to play at AAA, so he's not the immediate answer at second base. I'm not sure if I believe
Travis Shaw, or they're going to get somebody else.
I'm not sure if I believe what I saw from Orlando Arcia at shortstop. So effectively,
Dubon, but he's going to start at AAA.
You're right back where you were at the start of last season, as far as catcher, second base, and shortstop go. Without VR, it's
right.
even
so
a little
Perez at second.
It's a little bit more sketchy than it was to start the season when you talk about the offense that you're getting from catcher, second base, and shortstop. For all the talk about pitchers, and you just went through the list of pitchers who may or may not be available on the market via free agency and trade. I fell for it last year. I'm not going to do it this year. The Brewers don't need to go out and get a starting pitcher. If the right one presents itself at the right price, go get them, because you can always use a good pitcher in your rotation, but they don't have to go out and get a good pitcher. More important, higher on the priority list, is some offense from the middle of your infield. And JT Realmuto
would solve that.
He answers the bell when it comes to that.
D. Gordon is another guy that's out there. You know, and if they're willing to pick up some of that salary that's owed to D. Gordon, that gives you a legitimate leadoff hitter that can play second base, give you some speed, and now all of a sudden it's D. Gordon, Lorenzo Cain, Christian Yelich now batting third in that lineup. Looks really good to me with Lorenzo Cain batting second. I like how that – look, if you add Realmuto and D. Gordon to that lineup, how much better offensively is that lineup, Rami, if your only weak spot in that entire lineup is shortstop with Arcia? If Arcia hits well, then there is really no weak spot, because then it's Aguilar, Gordon, Arcia, and Shaw around the infield, Realmuto catching, Cain, Braun, and Yelich in the outfield. I'm pretty happy with that. And – I can't imagine D. Gordon's going to cost a whole bunch. It's just a matter of how much money you want to pay D. Gordon and what's left on his deal, which I think only has a couple years left.
Yeah, I'd be okay with D. Gordon. I didn't see what kind of year he had for Seattle last year. I know he had to move between
all over the
second base and the outfield because he started in the outfield, and then Cano had the PED suspension.
Last year, 268, four homers, 36 RBIs.
This is on base.
62 runs scored. D. Gordon on base percentage last year was only .288.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Only .288.
That doesn't really solve the problem.
Stolen bases, 30 stolen bases. Caught stealing, 12.
You're right back in Johnny VR territory with those numbers.
If he's that again.
Right.
The year before that, he had a .341 on base percentage with the Marlins. Year before that, .305. Year before that, .359. It looks like it's an every other year thing with him. So, going
maybe
by that,
he's due.
He's due.
He just might be due.
But think about it, too. With D. Gordon in that ballpark in Milwaukee at Miller Park, being able to hit it in that bandbox at Miller Park, I think his power numbers go up a little bit, and you start hitting it into those angles and the weird walls and how that's all shaped up, he might be all right, especially with Cain behind him and the lineups would provide some protection.
Hot stove is heating up. Last night we had our first installment of Hot Stove Weekly with Tim Allen
Mondays
and Ryan Horvath.
Going forward,
it's going to be every Monday at 7. If you want to catch last night's episode, go to Fan On Demand, presented by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield at 1057FMTheFan.com. Let me tell you about Beauforting Beer, a premium craft beer from the country of Luxembourg, a family-owned brewery that's been doing it to the same high standard since 1764. Unlike other imports, everything in the Beauforting lineup is smooth. Over 250 years of brewing expertise have made sure of the highest drinkability. In the lineup, you got your Pilsner, which is light, crisp, and refreshing. Strong. The triple is strong. I can talk. 8% alcohol by volume strong, yet unbelievably smooth and drinkable. And new this year to the Beauforting lineup is a couple of brews. First, the Brune, a perfectly balanced brew with hints of roasted caramel and malt. It's the perfect, easy drinking beer for fall and for a limited time, if they still have it, at Total Wine and More in Brookfield and Greenfield. You'll find the Beauforting Christmas Lager, a very limited supply, came to U.S. shores. It's expected to go quickly if it hasn't already, so go and get your cake ASAP. If that's not incentive enough, Total Wine and More has reduced the price of Beauforting all varieties throughout the holiday season, but only for the holiday season. They got Beauforting cans over there at Total Wine and More as well. It's also available on draft at Cafe Hollander, Cafe Benelux, Cafe Central, Sport Club, and the new tavern at Turner Hall right by the new Buck Stadium. And from the same people who brought you Beauforting, in the same country who brought you Beauforting, now comes Ramborn Cider, which is available now at Stenny's Tavern. As always, I like it when you show me your Beauforting. can even show me your cans. Tweet him at Rami is tweeting with the hashtag ShowMeYourBofording. It's Milwaukee's new favorite easy drinking import. Bofording beer, Wendy's Big Show. We'll be right back. Who does this song? Who is this? Is this
Mellencamp.
Is this John Mellencamp?
Yep.
Okay.
I only know it from the Big Show, so.
Seriously?
No, I'm just
these
kidding.
Kids nowadays, I just don't know. Speaking of music, though, the commercial just ran right there from our fine, fine advertisers at Live Nation. It was announced today, Sparky, that Paul McCartney will play Lambeau Field. I think they said June 9th. Tickets are going to go on sale on December 10th.
And you have to sign up for Paul McCartney's newsletter if you want to get tickets before then.
Really? I hadn't seen that little tidbit
it was
yet.
Tweeted out by somebody from the Green Bay Press Gazette earlier today.
That is, and really on any Paul McCartney concert at this stage in his career, and rightly so.
What day is it? June 9th?
I think Saturday, June 9th is what
that
the advertisement
right, yeah.
said.
That's my brother's birthday.
Oh, nice. You should get him tickets and for his birthday.
Your birthday. You guys can go together.
I don't think he really cares about
get
the
him,
Beatles.
Well, get them for him and then give them to me when he doesn't want the gift. Because
so you're going to be in Green Bay on June 9th.
Sure. I'll make it to Green Bay by hook or by crook on June 9th. I don't care where I am at the time because Paul McCartney, and it's not just at Lambeau Field, any Paul McCartney concert, as I was just saying, and rightly so at this stage in his career, is way out of my price range. That's just not a realistic possibility for me. Now, him being at Lambeau, because I know a couple people, I might be able to get in there a little bit cheaper or maybe just get in there for the Paul McCartney concert. So this gives me...
Mark Murphy's getting him tickets?
This gives
me... I don't
know,
man.
A real...
Gary and Leroy aren't going to be able to get you Paul McCartney tickets.
This... Let's not name names, all right?
I'm hoping you know somebody better than them, because they're not getting you in.
I'm very excited, because this gives me a real chance, the most realistic chance I've had in my life of going and seeing Paul McCartney.
No.
I think it does, though. No. I've already talked to people who have told me it's a possibility. Don't roll your eyes.
Okay.
Don't kill my dreams.
Hey, man, I hope you get in.
I'm not going to name names.
No, that's cool. I hope you get in.
I'm just saying.
I hope somebody gets you tickets.
And I've already laid the groundwork, and somebody is working on it for me.
Getting you tickets for you.
They're working on it. I've received no guarantees, nothing like that. But somebody, and it's not this guy who's now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline or embedded Green Bay football reporter.
He went to school with him.
Mike, we only have
Didn't he go to school with McCartney?
Literally a minute with you. Did you go to school with Paul McCartney? Is this true?
No, Elvis. Come on.
Sorry, I get those confused.
Sorry about that.
That's my fault.
And do you have a connection? Do you have a hookup to get me tickets to go see Paul McCartney at Lambeau Field? I'm shameless, and I'm asking you this on the air, my friend.
No.
Oh,
no, but
okay.
I'm sure it's still worth the show. I saw him at Soldier Field, of all places.
How amazing was it?
Pretty amazing. Because, you know, he's Paul McCartney. And, you know, when you check off your list of things to do, I'm at the Super Bowl 10 years ago, and then Paul McCartney walks in the room, and he's 15 feet from you because he's going to play the halftime show. And it's like, this is pretty cool because, you know, you've been watching this guy since you were 4 years old playing on the Ed Sullivan Show. That's an old show that used to be on TV.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. There's our hit from our embedded Green Bay football reporter, Mike Clemens. You can find his work at 1057fmthefan.com and at our Facebook page, and follow him on Twitter at Mike Clemens NFL. Appreciate it, Mikey. Thanks.
All right, boys. Woo!
See you.
We had no idea. Any idea where he was?
No idea. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935. I love Mike, but why did he call? Like, it was obviously way too late. For him to get it on the show.
It's always nice hearing from him.
Always nice to hear from you, Mike.
He cleared up that he did not go to school with the Beatle.
You know we love you here on the Wendy's Big Show. Also, thanks to our Bob McGinn of BobMcGinnFootball.com. Eric Name covering the Bucks for The Athletic and us here on The Fan.
Now you can thank Clemens.
Special thanks to Mike Clemens and David Bakhtiari, Packers left tackle, who joined us. And Sparky, that was a really open and honest conversation with the guy about not just his coach who got fired, but somebody who he had a personal relationship and personal connection with who got fired just a couple days ago. I think if you go back and listen to that at Fan On Demand, it'll remind you of something I try to remind folks of often on this show, and I said it to David Bakhtiari, and that's that we're dealing with human beings. We're talking about pro athletes, coaches, celebrities. We're dealing with human beings, and I think we sometimes forget that.
The kids in Green Bay are going to get screwed in this deal.
In what deal?
It's McCarthy being gone deal.
McCarthy?
Yeah, man.
Oh, because of all the charity he did?
No, Halloween, like, they would rotate.
Oh, yeah.
I've been told stories where they rotate answering the door, and they'd give out, like, gigantic, like, theater-sized candy bars to all the kids. So you might get Mike McCarthy giving you a candy bar on Halloween.
By all indications, he was a good man. Yep. Say what you want about him as a coach, but he was a good man. No, absolutely not.
He still is a good man.
I'm off the rest of the week. I'll talk to you Monday. These guys are back tomorrow at 2:00.